with the morning drive. This is 101.7 The Hammer, 1017thehammer.com. Don't forget, tournament coverage begins today. Westwood One's tournament coverage starting at 11 a.m. We've got Minnesota and Louisville kicking off your slate of games today, and we'll go all day long. Let's switch gears here for just a moment. Let's head to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, and let's bring in Purdue softball coach Boo Day Olive. I had it written down. I've been practicing it, and I just completely screwed it up. Day Olivera. Boo, did I nail it?
Perfect.
Yes, there we go. Yeah. I got nervous. That was the problem. I got a little nervous. Oh, I thought too much. I was in my own head, Kyle. That was the problem.
I've been telling him all morning he can't just keep saying Coach Boo. He's got to actually introduce you by your name.
Coach Boo is totally fine.
By your name Coach at Boo. Least once. I've been hassling about it, so I set him up there for his failure.
Wait, Purdue softball starts the Big Ten slate here on Friday, taking on Iowa at home. So you get on out there and support the squad. 20-9 on the year. Coach, only 16 wins last year, up to 20 already this year. So I guess the obvious question is, what's happening that you guys have had so much success early on in the non-conference schedule?
You know, I think you're just seeing our team have a lot more fun playing together on the field. Our team culture is super strong. We have some great freshmen. We have some great returners, and they're just playing really well together.
I mean, you've got to be happy to be home, finally, I would imagine. I mean, to be on the road for that kind of stretch, what is it, six consecutive weekends, basically, and play that many games has got to... In some respects, be fun at first and then feel like a grind at one point. And to be able to be home here now for, what, at least the next five games, you have to be excited about where you are.
Yeah, our team's super pumped to get to play in front of our fans at Bittinger. We have the best fans around. And while the preseason is a little bit challenging, it also is great in preparing us to be ready for our Big Ten opponents. And we just got back from almost a two-week stretch in Florida, where the team played really good. And, you know, being on the road is tough, but it also helps the team get closer.
Boy, by the way, since you guys have spent so much time in Florida, how are the tans going so far? Because you guys have literally just spent, like, every weekend down there for, like, the last, what, like, 4 weeks at least?
Yeah, we've been there, I think, 5 of our 6 weeks, and we were joking about that yesterday. Like, we're the tannest team on campus, at least from our elbows to our hands, because we always wear pants and jerseys. So
there you go.
Faces and forearms are real tan right now.
Well, Coach, this looks like it's a pretty good Big Ten this year. We talked to Jenny Bahan a couple of weeks ago, and she alluded to as much. There's only two teams right now with sub-500 records, and really the top six seem to really stand out with you guys, Minnesota, Ohio State, Illinois, Northwestern, Indiana, Wisconsin. What's the key to navigating a tough Big Ten, you think?
You know, the key to navigating for us is just that we need to focus on us and not on other teams. I know coaches say that all the time, but it truly is the key, because the Big Ten's open to anybody to be the Big Ten champion, and we really have the mindset of we just need to win one game at a time and put ourselves in a good position to win the overall Big Ten.
This might be a little bit of a loaded question. I'll ask it anyway, and I'm sure it's your goal going into every year to make the NCAA tournament, but what you guys have done during the non-conference, have you at least set yourself up that if you have a good conference schedule, you'll be there at the end of the year with an opportunity to get in the tournament?
You know, I think that's everyone's goal, is to make the NCAA. We say a creed before every practice, every game, and one of the lines is Boilermakers expect to win, and we do expect to win. And going in, you know, with 20 wins, it's one of the team's best starts since, I think, 2008. And going into Big Ten, we put ourselves in a good position. We need to continue to win and finish in the upper part of the Big Ten. And that's been the overall goal of all the Big Ten coaches, is for all of our teams to have good records going into conference and then kind of, you know, fight it out in the conference to see who gets the postseason.
Coach Boo Day Olivera on with us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, talking Purdue softball. You have a bit of a young team, it seems like, here, or at least from a senior standpoint, because you've only got a handful of that. What has that been like, trying to bring those younger players along, and what's it like to see them have the early success?
It's been great. We have 11 freshmen this year. We have 5 seniors, and most of our team is underclassmen. The great part is that our upperclassmen, our juniors and seniors, are phenomenal leaders, and they've just done a wonderful job of really just mentoring and helping mature the underclassmen. On our team, we're really big on that it doesn't matter what class you're in, everybody's equal. There's, you know, there's no freshman carrying equipment, everybody's equal, and our upperclassmen have really embraced that, and because of that, you've seen our freshmen be able to come in and immediately make an impact, because they feel like they are comfortable, they do feel empowered to lead, and at some point, every person on our roster is a star or a leader.
Just going through what you guys did last year, what did you learn about yourself or about the team, and what do you think your players learned going through that?
Oh, that's a tough question at 7:30 in the morning. I think for myself, you know, the biggest thing for me is that last year I really learned that you need to enjoy the wins more and let the losses go quicker. I think in general, as humans, we hate to lose. And, you know, you can't live in the negative. You can't be upset about the loss and carry it with you. You got to be upset about it for a minute and then figure out how to move on quick from it. We keep preaching to our team about failure recovery and recovering fast. And as a staff, we've really made it a point to do that as a staff as well. I would say something our team has learned has been just that we can compete with anybody that comes on the field. And we've been preaching that, you know, this is year three now. We've been preaching that for 3 years, but I really feel like in year three, our team actually believed that this year, that when we step on the field, no matter who comes on to face us, that we can win any game that we're in.
Hey, it is softball. I like to bring the heat, even at 7:30 in the morning.
Look at you throwing a little California riser here.
There you go.
We're Coach Boo on with us at the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, talking a little Purdue softball. Let's talk about your pitching rotation. We've had Sydney Bates on the program last year. Tremendous. I know she's got a 2.4 ERA, 7 wins on the season already. Caitlin Moody seems like she's had herself a pretty good year too, with a 2.12 ERA. Talk a little bit about your pitching. Is it up to snuff where you need it to be right now to be successful in the Big Ten season?
So, you know, something that's pretty unique to our program. I think you're seeing it more with other teams recently, but we carry a very big staff of pitchers. We're big on there not being just one, you know, stud pitcher that we pitch by. We pitch by staff. Everyone has a niche, and I'm pleased with where our pitching is now. We have 3 freshman pitchers in the mix. Two of them have been seeing a little bit more time than the other. Caitlin Moody is throwing more innings than she did last year, and Bates has a year under her belt. So I am pleased with where they're at. Heading into Big Ten, I feel like our arms are not overused, which is, you know, something different from the past years. You know, Bates is at 70 innings and Moody's at 59, which is nice because coming into Big Ten, they're still pretty fresh and they're ready to rock on the weekend. And none of our pitchers have been overexposed on film or anything like that because we've used so many different arms this year.
Offensively, looks like you've got a pretty good squad there, 6 hitting, 6 or half dozen or so hitting above 300. The team average is at near 300. Are you a pretty versatile group? Who are some that you're really relying on out there to help drive home some runs?
Yeah, we have 6 people in our starting lineup that are above 300, which is great, and others that are very close. I would say our core group of starters, there's probably about 6 or 7 that are always in the lineup. You know, with the exception of a couple different offensive switches or depending on who our pitcher and catcher are, our lineup has been pretty solid the past couple weeks. It just depends on the situation. We made it a point this year to make sure that every batter in our lineup can hit for power. And power might be, you know, Jenny Behan hitting a home run. It might be Mallory Baker hitting a double. It might be Riley Scott slapping it over the infield. Whatever power it looks like for that hitter is what we've been focusing on, and also making sure that every hitter can drop a quick bunt for a hit or to move runners.
See, I was getting ready to scold Kyle here, Coach, because he's always about, like, laying that bunt down, advancing the runner. That's
all about defense. I'm defense and pitching.
That's all of his stuff right there. I was like, here we go, power. That's what I'm talking about. Let's crank that ball. Let's get the slugging up. But, okay, that's fair enough. Coach.
Yeah, we focused on bunting so much. Like, we practice it so much, and we only have 7 bunts on the year. But when you can get that bunt down, it's huge.
Well, you got to
be. It's a key part of the game, man.
Okay, all right, fine. Whatever you guys say. Coach Boo De Oliveira on with us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Remind you that the Big Ten slate kicks off on Friday versus Iowa. Tickets start as low as $2, so get on out there and support them. Should be a pretty nice weekend. And then they'll play a midweek doubleheader on Wednesday versus Indiana State. Coach, hey, thanks for getting up with us this morning. Best of luck, and go get them in the Big Ten season.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Take care, Coach. All right, we got a break, but the good news is we will wrap it up next. It is the Morning Drive on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com.
Boiler Purdue fans, check in with the Boilermakers on social media by following at Purdue Sports on all your favorite platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Be the first to get your eyes on the newest Purdue athletics content. Keep up to date on all 18 Boilermaker sports teams at the redesigned PurdueSports.com. Event previews and recaps, statistics, feature stories and profiles, plus all-access audio and video. Get tickets for your favorite Purdue events at the best price online. PurdueSports.com, the online source for Boilermaker Nation.
Hey, guys. Would you like to have more energy? How about seeing more results from your exercise plan? Or maybe just a little more passion in your love life? It's worth checking to see if you have low testosterone levels. At Volante Testosterone Therapy, it's all doctor-supervised, and they only use pharmaceutical-grade prescribed testosterone. Treatment brands are covered by most insurance. Volante Testosterone Therapy, 1221 South Creasy Lane in the Cross Point Market Shopping Center, right next to Unity Medical. Stop in for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation.
At